cash in. 10% military discount, 10% first responder discount. High caliber gun and palm. Located on South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington.
Hello.
Democrats say they plan to move quickly on a nominee to replace Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer, who reportedly plans to retire. Breyer has yet to officially announce his plans, but that could come as early as today. Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas got an earful the other day from Customs and Border Protection agents during a meeting with them along the border's Yuma sector. Townhall.com's Julio Rosas with an exclusive report on that meeting. The U.S. says no deal, rejecting Russia's demands for security guarantees regarding Ukraine. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says that Moscow's insistence that Ukraine be blocked from ever joining NATO is a non-starter. Stock futures are mixed on Wall Street. The Dow futures are down 50 points, while NASDAQ futures 7 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For a free quote, call 800-523-3771. That's 800-523-3771. 800-523-3771. Or go to selectquote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Can we turn down the TV station, please? Thank you. I love Ryan Stennett, but it's very hard to have a conversation when he's not in it.
My bad.
No. 6'11". My bad, too.
Person.
I'm kind of catching up to the day as we get going on this Thursday goes by in a blur's day. Will we see iguanas flying? Did you see the one I posted yesterday?
I did.
My friend Kathleen.
You said it was about a 15-pound iguana?
I'm guessing. I may be wrong on that. I've never held one, so I have no idea.
Dropped in her backyard?
It did. Now, it happened when I was there at Christmas time. It wasn't quite as cold, but it still happens if the weather's on the cool side. They can fall asleep in a tree and lose their grip and come plop, and it startles the hell out of you.
Well, let me tell you.
Warning. Look at the size of that son of a bitch.
Attention to all local iguanas.
Yeah.
Stay put. Yeah. The next couple of days.
So, thus the iguana song. I found that this morning. We had it in the system. I didn't notice it until today. Because we like to celebrate everything with some kind of a song. Right now at 6:12, The big chill is on again.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
At least the Arctic air is not here yet. Today will be the mildest and nicest of the next 4 days. It's chilly this morning, but nice day, good recovery, high near 60, lots of sun. Clouds increase tonight, not as cold, low 38. Tomorrow, a good bit of clouds, sun later, breezy, 53 the high. Sharply colder Friday night, the bottom drops out. Low temperature by morning, 24, but that's only part of the story. Wind chill factor, upper single digits to lower teens on Saturday morning. Sorry, Chase, no walk Saturday morning. I know. Raw winter's day Saturday. Sunshine, but highs only in the low 40s. You'll swear it's colder with winds as high as 20 miles per hour. And then down to 22 Sunday morning. Recovery Sunday afternoon. Right now, 32 degrees. Wind chill factor 27. 613.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Who's ready to have some fun?
Guess what it is today? Get excited about it!
Today is National Chocolate Cake Day.
Hey, where's that chocolate cake?
Love morning cake.
We brought a chocolate cake.
It's National Chocolate Cake Day today.
Chocolate is for cake.
It's National Chocolate Cake Day. National Chocolate Cake Day today.
Hey, give me a slice.
Showtime!
I jumped the gun yesterday and called it National Cake Day, but we get to celebrate it again today.
Well, today's Chocolate Cake Day. It's specific. Oh. Yesterday may have been Cake Day.
Okay.
And today we get specific. You know, with this run of cold weather, I was thinking maybe we could do... And look, this is your deal. But maybe a week of big chill music. On the Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting.
Big chill? Like, what kind? Give me some examples.
Well, that was one of the best-selling soundtracks of its era. So let me just quickly...
I remember some great stuff. In fact...
I know there's a Creedence song on there.
In fact...
Heard It Through the Grapevine, Joy of the World, My Girl, Tracks of My Tears, Ain't Too Proud to Beg, and a few more.
You know what? Number 8 is our song of the day, today.
Wow.
How about that? And I'm not going to tell you what it is, folks, but we're looking at the list right here. That's our song of the day today.
You can't plan that kind of timing, that kind of synchronicity.
I mean, how about that for coincidental?
Holy moly. So we are at 6:15. We have some local news. Jay will join us in a minute. Later on, random facts, of course. Mm-hmm. I have two or three good convoluted intro possibilities.
Already?
I always feel better when that... Part of my day is
at
done.
At quarter after 6?
And our most electrifying story of the morning coming up in just a couple of minutes right now at 6:15. Here's your local news.
Alabama News Network, I'm David Lamb. A federal appeals court has blocked the state of Alabama from executing 43-year-old Matthew Reeves. The court ruled that Reeves can't be put to death unless the state uses an untested new method. Reeves' lawyer says that he prefers that to lethal injection, but didn't have the intellectual capacity to make that choice when offered. Alabama lawmakers had advanced a plan to use $771 million in pandemic relief funds on a mix of broadband expansion, water and sewer projects, and health care reimbursements. The Alabama House of Representatives and the Alabama Senate approved the bills with only one dissenting vote in each chamber. And remains found in late October have been confirmed to be those of 71-year-old Clarence Dixon. Dixon was last seen alive by his family on October 3, 2021. Sheriff's deputies found a body on October 31st, about 1,500 feet from Dixon's home. The Alabama Department of Forensic Sciences identified the remains as those of Dixon. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm David Lamb.
Plumbing problems can happen anytime, 24/7. And as we often do, we grab some tools and try to fix it ourselves. That's usually when we find ourselves in the middle of a mess. As a famous actor once said, you have to know your limitations. Jot down this website, clarkcomfort.com. The staff at Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing is ready to show up and bail you out, literally, and get your home back to normal. It doesn't take a lot of water to do extensive damage. Clark is there 24/7 for all your emergency needs. Whether it's a leaky faucet to completing a major installation or a replacement job, Clark's licensed professionals are prepared to do it all. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing understands that everyone has concerns when it comes to COVID-19. All of our technicians take every precaution possible to protect you while they're in your home. So, when it comes to your home's plumbing, know your limitations. The next time you need plumbing repairs, you better call Clark. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing, ready 24-7 to take care of your emergency needs. Visit ClarkComfort.com. That's ClarkComfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's electric!
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
Spotify made its choice and took Joe Rogan over Neil Young. What a surprise.
Yeah. Sorry, Neil.
Yeah.
Southern Man doesn't need you around anywhere else.
Not too many other people do either. You know, it's business. But above and beyond that, I just can't get past the fact that this artist who basically the foundation of his music was protest, making a point.
That's right.
Not everybody agreed with what he had to say, but radio stations played it, people bought it. And I don't recall anybody back in 69 when, in 70 of that era, when he first joined Crosby, Stills, and Nash saying, I don't like him, so we got to cancel him.
I know. Exactly. I mean, so this was his foundation. His foundation was free speech.
Yes.
And, I'm dissenting.
It just doesn't work. You can't be that... But, gigantic of a hypocrite. It's,
Spotify said, do you have that? Sorry. Spotify said what?
It's me or him.
Sorry.
So he got his answer and he is off. Although Spotify did say, we regret Neil's decision to remove his music from Spotify. Notice they put it in his lap.
Right.
But hope to welcome him back soon.
Well, when he starts missing those checks...
Yeah.
Those Spotify play checks, I think he'll say, well, you know, maybe I'll go back.
Hey, do we want to interview Ed Begley Jr.?
Why not?
That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
I have some Ed Begley stories to tell. About the time I saw him stomping around the St. Moritz Hotel on Central Park South late at night. It might have been around the time he was on SNL. He might have come over there after the show. I don't know.
Was he inebriated?
He was pretty animated, put it that way.
Okay.
And he also was one of many noted actors who appeared in a bit part on The Office. That seemed to become a show, now that I've watched all 11 seasons and I'm rewatching all 11 seasons. Mm-hmm. That seems to have been a show where, like, Jim Carrey has a very small role in one episode.
Some of those people asked to be on.
Yes, I think they did, because they were big fans.
Yeah.
And it's a great show. And I'm still learning things every time I watch it. I still laugh out loud at least two or three times a show.
Commented on your page, I don't have a cardiologist, but he probably wouldn't like this. Now, that is beautiful.
You're going to burn that off. You go to the park, you do your thing.
That's a beautiful, beautiful... ham and cheese, and egg.
It's
over 50. Oh, well over 50.
Okay.
I am not functioning well this morning, Jay, so I apologize.
I know.
I'm not in a good mood either. So what you got, Soldier Boy?
Hey, you're not in a good mood. That's great, Greg. Thanks for the briefing. Hey, I just wanted to say something about Neil Young. You know, it was funny, back in those days, those individuals, those hippies, the left-wing liberals and everything, they were all about rage against the man, but now it seems they are the man.
Yes. Well, I put a cartoon up on my page yesterday around 3 in the morning, and it's... Let me see if I can find this. I don't know if Rich or Jay have seen this, but I got a kick. Did you see the piggies going to market today?
I did not.
Oh, look at the piggies going to market. Isn't that cute? this bus.
Misspelling district on the school bus.
No surprise.
In Miami.
Total reflection of our educational... system. There's Grumpy Old Neil. There's the Giant Iguana. There's Yesterday's Breakfast. What do we end up with that? 193. Pretty good. I'm getting to it. See this?
Oh, no. Let me look.
It's a bus from 1971 and one from today.
The VW bus.
Free speech, free love, screw the establishment, yada yada.
Yep.
Same people today. Mask up.
Obey.
I heart the CDC.
Obey the establishment.
Yeah, obey the establishment and a big cross through free speech. So, yeah. Isn't it amazing?
Don't you? Was it the Civil Liberty Union? Their gun sold out to the man, too.
A lot of,
where are they at during this mandate?
You know, we're seeing a lot of that. A lot of these kind of groups show their true colors. I got to run. I appreciate the call. All right. Now that we have Jay in the house, I have something that I think you will enjoy specifically.
Huh?
On Hugh Hefner, as this new bio is revealing a lot about the man, it's not necessarily very nice.
This station presents...
No! Really? Wow!
Various women claim Hugh Hefner was a total creep.
No!
It seems that the founder of a magazine that shows naked women was actually a pervert.
Really?
The man who was in his 90s with three girlfriends in their 20s turned out to be a complete dirtbag.
Wow!
So despite the Norman Rockwell image in which you may have perceived Hugh Hefner, it has been confirmed that unspeakable depravity took place at the Playboy Mansion. Who knew?
This has been...
No! Really? Wow!
Those are always well-timed. Good topic, yeah. How could we be shocked?
A favorite, especially of Jay.
I'm always a fan of that.
Hey,
you may see me rip the handle off this chair on live TV. Stay tuned. There could be a moment, an act of violence in the studio.
Make sure it's in frame.
I'm glad I'm DVRing it at home then.
There you go.
Yeah, Scott, our friend Scott, fixed the shot. You're going to see, if you're going to watch on TV, you're going to see what we hope is a better shot. I think it is. Notice we lose the monitors for the most part, Jay.
Yeah. It's more of a close-up. How do I look?
You sure is ugly. Yeah.
Should get that sign
closer,
moved
back. Yeah, pull the News Talk sign in closer to you so that it'll look good on TV. There we go.
Hey, there it is.
Right there. There we go.
Don't we look busy with all this paper?
Yeah, yeah. There's a better look at the clutter.
It's real miserable.
There's a better look at the clutter.
I don't want to miss the countdown as we go live here shortly.
We see more of Richie and Jay. A little bit more.
And that's an improvement.
Hey, Chase.
Where'd they go?
How about that? Just the audio guy pulled down the audio.
There's 5 seconds.
There's AJ
going hot.
Counting us.
Welcome back. It's time to go again. All right. In a new poll, 45% of couples say they argue about where to go out to eat. Other things couples are often at odds about are what to cook for dinner and what groceries to buy. Let's talk about this with our friends over at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, gents.
You guys have at it. I live alone. What with my dog?
Well, exactly, Rich. That's what I said. I was like, you just took out 60%.
Y'all all have significant others. Come on. Don't kid these viewers.
Yes.
So,
and I live to please her.
Does Roz suggest what?
I think that's smart.
Or do you not dictate? Do you
dictate? Wow.
That's the wrong word. Can we take two?
I would say.
That's right.
We have an arrangement.
Yeah.
I buy the food. I cook the food, and I serve the food. It's like,
that's
how about us?
What a compromise.
Yeah, but I enjoy it. It works out, and she works really hard, so it's nice to have something nicely prepared.
You collaborate nicely. You do that with me in the morning on.
I was just gonna say
on our little breakfasts.
I always have a choice. Like today, you could have a sloppy Joe omelet,
right?
A steak burger,
mm-hmm.
But you had a ham steak, so we kind of compromised. We made the grilled ham steak, cheese, and fried egg sandwich.
So there you go, folks. That's how we work. That's how we roll over here.
And you can see that on my Facebook page, and please like it. because it's pretty impressive.
I don't have a cardiologist, but he wouldn't like it.
Yeah.
I don't think he would like that at all.
No one will work with you.
We're all in pretty all good.
Right, so, but what about, Greg, what about going out to eat? Whenever you guys go out to eat, how does that go for you and Roz?
I am, you know, when I was a kid, I was my mother's favorite child because whatever she made, I ate. I like pretty much everything.
Easy to please?
Yeah, and so I can roll with her appetite anytime. I'm very easy in that regard. So we never argue about where to go.
What about you and Wendy? Do you, as far as places to eat?
No. She does all the cooking. Breakfast this morning was her. Yeah. the lunch I'll have today was her.
What about going out to the restaurant? You know, you collaborate on that? Or
No, because usually we're hitting up, you know, Seafood Bistro.
Yeah.
That sort of thing. Right. Or even at some point, we'll actually do the gas station pizza. It's really good.
It really is.
Yeah, there is.
It really is. It's gotten better, hasn't it?
No, we could do a segment on, like, odd places to get great food.
Gas station pizza, man. It's weird, yeah. But that's great.
I'm a big fan of bowling alley food. So,
yeah?
You know, yeah, absolutely. Bowling alley french fries are universally the best.
What about at your house, David?
Yeah.
So I am a pretty easy guy. I think I am a pretty easy guy to get along with. As I've said, I've come from a big family, and so I kind of used to sharing. I'm good at sharing, mm-hmm. And so it doesn't really matter. So usually, yeah, I'll do like what Greg was talking about. I mean, I'll eat anything, so it doesn't really matter to me. So I think it just that makes it easy. Me and Sonia do not argue. Ever. I can't remember.
Ever?
Ever argued over where to eat.
Oh, yeah. Where to eat.
We argued, but it's not over where to eat.
I got you.
Yeah, that's a story for another day.
That's a different topic we'll get to.
Hey, Ryan, you're a pretty accomplished chef, right? I mean, I've had your chili before. You're a cook. You cook, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'd you know, living with a dog, so he gets to dictate the. but you know, I'm extremely. If I'm going out with friends, I'm like, y'all pick. Just tell me where to go. I can. I'll find something on the menu that I'll like there. Mm-hmm. I'm just not a picky eater, as obviously you can tell by my svelte appearance. So.
Yes.
No. No.
My husky appearance.
For instance, I'm not a fan of Mexican food, but you know, 10 or 12 times a year when other people would suggest, let's go to a Mexican restaurant, I'm kind of the same way.
I mean, I have but if somebody suggested, yeah, I could go for that,
mm-hmm.
you know, every once in a while.
It'll work, yeah.
But, you know, you single guys with dogs, you got to be careful because you'll be preparing food for them and you'll be eating out of a dish on the floor while they're having steak.
I'll tell you, Chase is getting rounder and rounder every day.
That's just called family dinner time. I didn't think that was a problem.
Yeah,
you got to share with your
silence.
Pups. No doubt about that. All right, so tomorrow, one more time for this week, you got it in you?
Menu for tomorrow?
No, we have it in you. Do we have it in us?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I'm sorry.
do this
Sonny,
segment.
What, Sonny?
I'm really looking forward to it now.
We'll see you.
We are.
All right, later.
Bueller.
All right, thank you, guys. To hear more from our friends, be sure to tune in to News Talk 93.1, Monday through Friday, starting at 6 a.m.
So there, it's a little better. It's a little dark still, but it's a better shot.
But I just realized
it's dark on that one because that's a darker monitor.
I just realized that this new angle.
Huh? Yeah.
Now they can see my feet.
Oh.
And
they can always see your feet.
Because you.
Because whenever you turn around, you're usually like this.
Yeah. But my, look at my.
I say like this because everybody can see me.
My sweat's crawled up my leg, and now I'm showing a lot of ankle.
Well, and your feet, you have shoes on this time, so you're good.
Upstairs, I hated that large creature in the foreground of the picture. I am so glad to be where I am now.
I got to be careful how my shirt is tucked and how my posture is.
I know. You have a lot, young man, to worry about.
Because it could make a big difference.
That's right. You are so right.
Timeline for the 27th of January coming up in just a moment. Don Duncan, All American Auto and Tire, would like to be your go-to place for all your family's cars, whether it's just the basics, service, oil change, tire rotation, and more. It's always good to have a diagnostic check run from time to time. or the check engine light comes on. Where do you go? Well, take it to them. They can do that diagnostic check in just a matter of minutes and locate the issue and get it fixed for you. They also accept those car insurance repair premiums. So it just without having to think, that's one thing you can check off your list is not only where to get your car serviced and repaired, but where you can get tires for it when you need them. Wholesale price tires at all three Don Duncan locations. On Mount Duncan, serving Prattville and Millbrook from Highway 14 behind the McDonald's. Downtown at 408 Madison and Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire, serving Southeast Montgomery from Bell Road, just north of Facebook. Just north of
Facebook. Good morning, Montgomery. Skywatch traffic. We are still light to moderate over most of Montgomery this morning. No real problems out there except one. It's a minor accident. If you're traveling from the Montgomery Zoo on the Northern Boulevard up to Highway 231, it's right near Cliff Davis Homes. Please use caution there. Other than that, buckle up. Enjoy your ride in this morning. Military veterans, MCS offers VA cash-out refinances up to 100% of the value of your home. One-hour approvals, fast closings. Call MCS in Wetumpka, 567-9000, NMLS 232876. For Skywatch Traffic, Wendell J.
From our dealership to your driveway with a new car, truck, or SUV from Brubaker, rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Brubaker.com. It's better at Brubaker.com.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hotline on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Dealing with ED is difficult enough, but the pressure of not satisfying your partner makes it even worse. ED can be tough on a relationship. But at HIMSS, you can contact a medical provider online and, if appropriate, get the prescription medication that treats ED at affordable prices. HIMSS ED medication has the same active ingredients as Viagra, but because it's generic, you pay 90% less. That's right, 90% less. A whole month's supply is just $30, and it's sent right to your home for free in discreet packaging. HIMSS offers the same medication you'd get from your doctor, but without the copay, expensive appointments, or awkward face-to-face conversations. And with HIMSS, every online visit is free, and your relationship right back on track. For a free online consultation, go to 4hims.com/radio. That's 4hims.com/radio for your free visit. forhims.com/radio.
Let's face it. Credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I order takeout? Use my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Get a low fixed-rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream from $5,000 to $100,000 and pay off those credit card balances. Apply online, and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR, but with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 4.98% APR with autopay and excellent credit.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate.
Apply today at lightstream.com/radio and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/radio. lightstream.com/radio.
Subject to credit approval, rates range from 4.98% APR to 19.99% APR and include a 0.5% autopay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/radio for more information.
Hi, I'm Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of the Herb Shop Wellness Center and the Pepper Tree Shopping Center. We've used Blue Water Broadcasting for years and we attribute our results to what they do for us. If you want results with your advertising, call Blue Water.
Our advertisers are our biggest advocates. Call us to find out how radio can increase your bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Live local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This is not headline news. Kanye West says there's another Kim sex tape. Kris Jenner is furious that she can't time its release to the premiere of their new Hulu show. Bon Jovi is launching a new tour. They'll play hits from their albums Slippery When Wet and more recently Ornery When Grandkids Don't Call. There's still a major computer chip shortage in the U.S., although most Americans would only worry if there was a potato chip shortage. And a Los Angeles mansion is on the market for $295 million. It offers sweeping views of the mountains on fire to the ocean full of sewage. This is not Headline News.
At 6:36 with the timeline for Facebook 27, here is your host, Rich Thomas.
Yes, that's right, studio announcer. 27th day of the year makes 338 days left. One correction from yesterday. This is National Chocolate Day today. So enjoy another slice.
Yummy!
Yeah! Talk about yummy. Go to Greg's Facebook page. Wait till after the timeline. And take a look at the low-calorie breakfast sandwich I had.
I think that was the heaviest thing I've ever lifted out of the pan.
This morning.
Because that's a true ham steak. That's not just a couple of slices of ham.
I saved a little bit of that for lunch, by the way. On this date, well, it's National Geographic Day, and I'll tell you why. Because the National Geographic Society was founded on this date in 1888. That's where boys...
Yeah.
Learned about anatomy.
Yep.
Thomas Crapper Day is today. You know, of course, he's synonymous with the flush toilet, but he's given credit for it, but he's not responsible for it. Actually, it was invented by John Harrigan in 1596.
Wow.
But didn't catch up for centuries, didn't catch on.
He, by the way, will be one of the convoluted intros.
Oh, Crapper?
Yeah.
Hey, so how do you how do you celebrate this day? It's World Breast Pump Day.
Breast pump.
We'll just let that go.
Yeah. World Breast Pump Day.
And we'll move on.
There's a day for everything, isn't there?
There is. For 1943 now, the 8th Air Force.
I have two.
Oh. As he held up. Oh, my God.
What are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
Oh, I love the locker room here. 1943, 8th Air Force bombers dispatched from their bases in England fly the first American bombing raid against the Germans.
Germans?
Germans?
What's wrong with the bombing raids we got? Of 64 planes participating in the raid, 53 reached their target and managed to shoot down 22 German planes. Only lost three planes that day. It was a good day for the American Air Force. Page two. Also on that day in 1943, President Ronald Reagan, an Army Air Corps first lieutenant during World War II, is on active duty assignment. He was assigned to the Army's first motion picture unit. Actually, you got to give a lot of credit to them because of the propaganda power and the morale boosting that unit did.
Absolutely.
So he was not in the war, but he wanted to be. 1945, Soviet troops enter Auschwitz in Poland, freeing the survivors of the network of concentration camps and finally revealing to the world the depth of the horrors that happened there. 1970, John Lennon writes and records Instant Karma in a single day. And now, our song of the day. We mentioned earlier that list you showed.
Yes.
The soundtrack to The Big Chill.
The Big Chill, yeah.
This is the number 8 song on it, all right? Let me take you back to the fall of 67. As a little boy, I was blessed to listen to the Detroit Sound boom across Lake Erie at 50,000 watts to my hometown just west of Cleveland on the Big 8, CKLW. Love that Motown sound and one of the biggest stars, William Robinson Jr. It's Smokey Robinson and his miracles. I second that emotion. Come on, Smokey.
Maybe you wanna give me kisses sweet, but only for one night with no repeat. And maybe you'll go away and never call. And a taste of honey's worse than none at all. Oh, little girl, in that case I don't want no part. I do believe that that would only break my heart. But if you feel like loving me, if you got the notion, I said
I could be wrong, but I think that was when they were doing the dishes. I may be wrong about that. 1973, Superstition by Stevie Wonder, number one. What a great song that is.
Best use of the clavinet in music history.
I guess so. 96, Monica Seles wins the first Grand Slam title since being attacked.
That was so weird, that whole knife thing.
Oh, my gosh.
Why?
That was Tanya Harding.
Oh, that's right. The different attack. I'm sorry.
The pipe.
There's a lot of it.
Then. Why?
That's right. I got that wrong. 2003, Mattel loses a Supreme Court appeal over a lawsuit involving Aqua's 1997 hit Barbie Girl. Mattel had claimed that the song infringed on their trademark. Pete Seeger died on this date in 2014. He was 94. 2018, Huey Lewis abruptly lost his hearing while getting ready to perform in Dallas. He was later diagnosed with Meniere's disease, whatever that is. Not sure what that is. All right, so we have birthdays now. Tracy Lawrence is a country star. He's 54. Al Cummings is 57. Actor. Bridget Fonda is 58. One of the most hated men in television has a birthday today.
Keith Olbermann?
You are correct. How about that? He's 63 today. I hate to even hate him more that he's younger than I am.
You know what? When he and Dan Patrick were on SportsCenter, I loved them. I watched them. I thought they had good rapport back and forth. Yeah. I've got to believe that Olbermann was the one that broke that up.
You think so?
Yeah, because he's just a 24-karat colossal jerk. Didn't he get his head caught in a subway door or something in New York and
I didn't
some kind of brain
hear
damage?
That. I just know he's gotten fired
that
so many times because he's so arrogant.
Yes.
John Roberts is the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. He's 67 today. Mm. Pink Floyd drummer Nick Mason is 78. From the Dearly Departed files, oh my gosh, she would have been 101 today. Donna Reed. She died fairly early in 1986.
I remember that. Yeah. I had just started getting into A Wonderful Life. I knew she was from the TV show.
Yeah.
But I don't think there was ever a more beautiful woman on in any moment in any movie than Donna Reed at the swimming pool in It's a Wonderful Life.
I'll tell you, as just Mary, she was just beautiful.
Mary.
Oh, my gosh. Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. Yeah, would have had a birthday today as well. 18 days till Valentine's Day, 33 days till Mardi Gras Day, spring forward time change, 47 days. Spring begins 4 days later. Easter, 80 days away, and that is your timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas. Okay. We're almost at 50 on the breakfast.
That's a quick 50. That's quicker than yesterday.
That's what she said.
That works.
Yeah,
that works.
Like 50, you know.
I like the piggies going to market there. That's
yeah, nice. I thought that was sweet. You guys send me some great animal videos, and I try to post as many as I can. Look at him eating, the pig eating peanut butter.
Jiffy.
He's making a pig out of himself. And they really do look like sweet creatures. They got pink bows on their head.
They do.
But yeah. Do you like them that way or in plastic? At $8.50 a pound at food outlet.
You scroll up and you see a ham sandwich.
There you go. Yeah, that's right. I should have made a connection there. All right. Our number is 645. Got word from Wendell about an accident on eastbound Facebook Boulevard.
just south
I'm
of,
still.
Next
I,
to
that
TikTok.
That, yeah, right. Right at TikTok Highway. Minor. So don't sweat it. We are at 6:45 and it's cold.
Rich Thomas weather brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Great news from Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call about a significant pay raise. Call now 855-777-9785. That's 855-777-9785. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines.
Nice looking morning as we look out from our terrace here at Blue Water Broadcasting headquarters. Nice day today. Good recovery this afternoon. High temperature near 60. Lots of sunshine. Clouds increasing tonight, but not as cold over that low 38. Tomorrow, good bit of clouds. Sun later. Breezy. Arctic front arrives later in the afternoon. So the high of 53 occurs probably fairly early. And then temperatures drop off. Sharply colder Friday night. Arctic cold. 24 by morning. Wind chill factor upper single digits to lower teens. by early Saturday morning. A raw winter's day Saturday, sunshine, but only low 40s for a high, but winds as high as 20 miles per hour will make it seem colder. We're down to 22 by Sunday morning, the coldest morning, and then we recover Sunday afternoon. Right now this morning, we have 32 degrees, wind chill factor 27, 647.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASE Credit Union can help with historic low rates and an easy approval process. Your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender, NMLS number 420259.
Take a look at this picture on Eddie Bader's Facebook page. Is that him?
Which one? The boy in the back?
Yeah.
That's Eddie? How about that? How about that? He's got a little part in his hair there. You see that?
Barry Shempian. Oh, you never have to worry about that because we always have Shemp nearby somewhere. Okay, now I can't find him.
It's just south of Facebook.
Yeah. I was looking at Eddie's page. I had a new listing that I was going to mention, but guess what? I went to his page.
It's under contract already?
In less than 24 hours.
Wow.
Those are the kind of results that you want from a realtor.
Really?
It's all about getting the word out. Even in slow holiday, where you think people are busy with family and stuff, just before New Year's, you know, when nothing seems to happen, almost 9,000 people observed or viewed properties that Eddie had listed on that day.
Yeah.
That's stunning. That means you got somebody who knows how to get your house seen and sold.
You know what it is? It's better with Bader.
It is. It absolutely is. With Eddie, there's a land buying opportunity in Elmore County. Now, you know land values there are only going to appreciate. It's about 15 and a quarter acres at 289 Ellis Road.
I appreciate that.
Not far from the lake. 10 acres of hardwoods, 5 acres of open pasture for a perfect home site.
How far is it from Facebook? Actually, can you see it on Facebook?
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, you can.
Yeah. It's has a new 600-foot clay gravel driveway installed. Also, more than 500 oak and pine seedlings planted along the perimeter to create even more privacy. So this is truly, I mean, and the view you have from this property is amazing. Take a look at that sunset.
That's beautiful.
You put a house there, that's what you're going to get to enjoy
perfect
every
timing.
Single day.
Yeah.
So you can build the house any way you wish on a property that gives you tons of privacy and is not that far from the commerce center of the River Region. Certainly worth a look, and Eddie would love to show it to you. 3220662, 3220662 for Eddie, Pam Edwards, and an incredible team of people at eXp Realty. We are going to get your SRN News replay. Skipper's traffic. I'll be back with the cheap and trashy in a moment.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington.
Hello.
Democrats say they plan to move quickly on a nominee to replace Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer, who reportedly plans to retire. Breyer has yet to officially announce his plans, but that could come as early as today. Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas got an earful the other day from Customs and Border Protection agents during a meeting with them along the border's Yuma sector. Townhall.com's Julio Rosas with an exclusive report on that meeting. The U.S. says no deal, rejecting Russia's demands for security guarantees regarding Ukraine. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says that Moscow's insistence that Ukraine be blocked from ever joining NATO is a non-starter. Stock futures are mixed on Wall Street. The Dow futures are down 50 points. On NASDAQ futures, 7 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For a free quote, call 800-523-3771. That's 800-523-3771. 800-523-3771. 3771 or go to selectquote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Well, good morning, Montgomery. Skywatch traffic still light to moderate all over Montgomery. What little bit of congestion we have so far is on the Northeast Boulevard near Weir's Ferry. Got a little bit of incoming traffic on Highway 80 by the airport, but other than that, no real problems out there. We did have an accident earlier on the Northern Boulevard near Cliff Davis Homes as you approach Wetumpka Highway. We don't believe it's causing much of a problem, though, this morning. It's all fun at Festival Plaza. Shop Plato's Closet, ABC Beverage, and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, Wendell J.
Brubaker Motors wishes you safe travels out there. Stay safe and remember to buckle up. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at brubaker.com.
Bill's Electrical Service, to whom may I direct your call?
To Bill.
Oh, one moment. This is Bill speaking.
Hello, Bill. I was just wondering if your company has a drug testing program.
Oh, why do you ask?
Well, it seems kind of important.
It is important. Electricity is complicated and potentially dangerous. And if a technician isn't thoroughly trained and mentally sharp, the results can be disastrous.
You know what? Never mind, Bill. I'll just call Crosby Electric.
Now, hold on there. Truth is, I get tested every month.
Oh.
Yeah, my parole officer will bust me if I don't.
Oh.
To wear the Crosby Electric uniform, technicians have to undergo background checks, regular drug testing, and ongoing safety training.
So, what were you in for, Bill?
Well, they called it arson, but it was an accident. I just got my wires crossed. Hello? Hello?
To protect your home and your family, always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hungover from holiday spending and now your vehicle needs some attention? Tire City and Automotive Service has the right tire and expert service to help you get the most bang for your buck. Right now through January 29th, get up to $200 off a set of Michelin Cross Climate 2 tires. We can also save you up to $100 off on other vehicle services. Visit Tire City and Automotive Service at our two locations, Atlanta Highway and Woodley Road. See store for details. Tire!
Hey y'all, this is Becca.
And David from The Fantail. We want to thank everyone who has checked us out since hearing these ads on the radio.
We would also like to invite anyone who has not been to The Fantail Seafood and Steakhouse to bring your family out to dinner with us. We now have live music most Fridays and Saturdays and a full menu for all tastes, not just seafood lovers. Come see me behind the bar for an ice cold beer or a scratch made cocktail.
Remember to save room for Chef Sean's amazing homemade desserts.
When you think dinner,
think Fantail, where we're always off the hook.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
Hey, let's find out what's happening at the Super Trash and the Big Story. Obviously, Neil Young made a demand to Spotify. It's either me or Joe Rogan. And, of course, they picked Joe Rogan because they get so much more traffic from him.
Right.
And above and beyond that, I just find it... I don't know when hypocrisy became okay. It's never going to be okay with me. So don't build a career on free speech and then try and take it away from others.
And dissent and, you know... And
cause you know what it is? The other part of it, too, is they don't want to make it... They don't want to debate it. They don't want to make it... No, we're right. And we're just going to crush... all dissenting opinion.
Go to Greg's Facebook page and look at that little cartoon. That is so great. 1971 VW bus.
Yeah.
In 2020.
It's so true. It's funny, but then you realize, wow, that's an excellent point.
Yep.
A lot of those who led the charge years ago are now part of the... Anyway, did you hear about the guy who did the original voice of Charlie Brown?
Yeah, he died at the age of... No, he committed suicide, didn't
65,
he?
65, yeah. At just 9 years old, he was the first person to voice Charlie Brown back in the 60s. He made his first appearance on A Boy Named Charlie Brown, a documentary about Peanuts, A Charlie Brown Christmas in 1965, and It's the Great Pumpkin in 66.
How do you audition for that? I mean, that's interesting how they find people.
He last voiced Charlie in 1969 because he was 14, had to be replaced by a younger voiced actor.
Change.
Made guest appearances on TV shows like The Munsters, Blondie, My Three Sons, but he had some serious issues. He had a very tough addiction problem and some real mental health issues, and he was sentenced to four than more years in prison. See, I have it. I'm leaving now to go get tested.
You going to Facebook?
Yeah, my doctor's on Facebook Drive, right not far from Twitter. Anyway, when he was released in 2019, he was expressing that he felt more humble and grateful and thankful he lived through the experience, but something obviously just never got right with the guy.
What's his name again?
Peter Robbins.
Okay.
That's a dangerous question to ask me today. I could have come back with something like, you know,
Frank
Spotify Frank, Jones.
Frank TikTok.
Spotify Jones.
Frank.
Spotify Jones.
Hey, here's something everybody needs to know. Nicolas Cage has a crow that calls him names.
Who has one?
Nicolas Cage has a crow that calls him names.
Like what kind of names? Harry? John? Jones?
Then, well, here's the way Nick describes it. He says, when I leave the room, he'll say, I, ass. Crows are intelligent. I like their appearance. I like the Edgar Allan Poe aspect. All of this makes sense. So... He considers himself a goth. Goldie Hawn wrote an op-ed for USA Today on the trauma our kids are going through due to the COVID pandemic, saying it could be harder on them than 9/11 or the heightened terror of the Cold War years. And I absolutely agree. Yesterday, we were talking about it on Happy Hour. Mm-hmm. It's only 2 years, but kids who are in that very young phase of life.
Formative years as far as a lot of things.
The mass are making, some kids are not speaking properly.